How many of y'all waiting on the healing? We ain't the only one. Glory. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not what? Believe. Don't follow. Every spirit. That means, first of all, the word spirit means breath. So behind our, behind a voice, is there a breath? Yeah. So what's he saying? Don't follow every voice. But test the voices. Test them. Find out. You know, there's not enough examination of that. I talked to so many people there making wrong decisions because of the voice of influence. They're not testing that voice. You can't test a voice without being in the Spirit. The reason why people can't test a voice is because they're not in the Spirit. And when you're looking at you, you ain't looking at him. And when you stop looking at him in his direction, because that's the eternal reality, then you begin to lose his voice. It begins to come dimmer and dimmer and duller. Amen? Beloved, do not believe every voice or spirit, but test the voices or spirits whether they are of God or not. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many false voices. We know the media right now is really flooding the atmosphere with lies and deceptions. You got to be careful even on YouTube. Man, everything, they lie so stinking much, it's ridiculous. But this you know, the spirit, the voice of God, amen, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit or voice that does not confess that Jesus has come into the spirit or into the flesh, I'm sorry, is not of God. And this is the voice of the Antichrist. Now, it's not the Antichrist. Does everybody understand? It's not the person. It's the spirit. The prince of power of error is the spirit of Antichrist. It is the voice, the ruling voice of this world. It's an Antichrist voice. And there are many of them. They come in different forms. It says, which we have heard it was coming and is now already in the world. The what? The voice of the Antichrist spirit. See, there are voices of influence. Voices always influence. They're always trying to influence, aren't they? How about memories? Memories have a voice, don't they? They influence us. Some for good and some for bad. It says here in verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is what? Greater than he who's in the world. So the voice of Christ now that dwells in you is greater than the voice that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. And he who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of what? Error. These voices of influence will either bring truth and freedom or error and bondage. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now, this is not lust. This is love. This is different. Amen. So we are told that we must test the voices, these spirits, whether they are of God or not. These are voices of influence. They will influence you in multiple ways. And many people are not discerning them. Why? Because they say there's, look at, you can pray in tongues and not be filled. It's a gift. The Bible says many come to him and said, Lord, we cast out devils, we did this, this. The gifts are out without reproach. We will know them by their what? Fruits. What is a fruit? Desire. You don't know them by their what? Desires. So what these voices do is they promote a desire. Does everybody get it? They promote a desire. Look, if you've gone to the doctor and the doctor told you, listen, don't eat this. It's harmful to you. Boy, that voice of desire will come like crazy. He's going to promote you to eat it because he's trying to kill you. Listen, if the devil can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with what you eat. Amen? That's why the Bible says eat, feed off of his what? Faithfulness. See, the enemy knows how to release the voices that attack us, that cause us. So these voices will promote a desire. Now, when this desire becomes overwhelming, it's called lust. When it becomes overwhelming and it becomes lust, you become tormented and don't even know it because you're living under satanic torment. L-U-S-T, living under satanic torment. So people are living under satanic torment and don't even know that they're living under it. They have a form of godliness, but inside they are torn and they don't even know it. They're unstable. They're anxious. They can't shut up. They're always trying to promote something, including themselves. They can't be free. They have to be recognized. Why? Because there's so much insecurity. There's so much fear. So many people are walking around with so much regret. And what does the enemy do? How many, come on, when you make a mistake, what happens? The devil attacks you with what? Regret. We know it. He doesn't have to tell us. We know we just blew something. And listen, let me share something with you. Every time you make a mistake, it alters your path. Does everybody get this? So let me give you an example. If you run a red light that day and the officer comes, right, and he sees that you ran the red light, is that interfering with what God had planned for you today? Yes. So now you've got a delay. You got a ticket. You got to go through a class or a court. In other words, it's altering direction. Every mistake alters direction. Every mistake. Can it work to the good? Yes, it can. But there are some things that can't be reconciled. And there are some things that can. So in this, the voice of influence will try to supersede the voice of God. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. So these voices are either error or truth. Amen? The one's going to mislead you, and one's going to lead you correctly. In verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Why is there so much perilous time? Because of what? Voice of influences. Look what's creating war. Look at why are people stealing from one another, killing one another, murdering one another. How can an individual cut off a baby's head? What a voice of influence. That's Antichrist. So they're learning nothing but hatred. God is love. There's a difference, not lust. We see the battle between the voices all over the world. They're like frequencies. Listen, you listen to a radio, it's just a frequency of a voice traveling through the air. And then it manifests because there's a receiver and there's a transmitter. But these voices are pounding off of you every single day wherever you go. They don't stop. Frequencies don't stop. Radio stations don't stop unless you turn it off because you're the receiver. So we must learn how to reject and turn off these voices all the time, every day. Remember, every decision you and I make, if it's a mistake, it alters direction. Now, is God trying to bring us back on path? Yes, but some things that he had predestined for us, he can't fulfill because it's too far off path now. So he has to start a whole new path because he's going to work things to the good. Hallelujah. Are we in perilous times? Well, yeah, and there's more voices out there than ever. Verse 2, for men will be what? Lovers of what? Themselves. Why are they lovers of themselves? From voices of what? Influence. They'll be blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without control over self. Brutal despisers of God, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For these are people that creep into households, ministries, and businesses and make captives of gullible men and women, load them down with sins with what? Various lusts or desires. Why? Because it's a voice of what? Influence. It's an error voice. It's a voice of corruption. Oh, hallelujah. But this is the sort of those who creep in, always learning, verse 7, and never able to overcome. Because they're not able to, they have the knowledge, but they don't put it to practice. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So they're not, even though they're learning, they're not putting it into practice. Oh, they can tell everybody else how to do it, but they can't do it. Or they're self-justifying or prideful or arrogant and haughty and think that they don't need to do it, but they can tell everybody else to do it. Why? Because it's a voice of influence. It's an antichrist voice that's influencing individuals these days. Now, Jannes and Jairus resisted Moses. So did these also resist the truth or counsel, correction, and direction. Men and women of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. Are they walking in faith? No. That voice of influence nullifies your faith. Why? Because you're relying on yourself. But they will progress no further. They reach their maximum. They won't. For their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But make sure it's godly persecution, because you stand up for what the truth is. Not self-imposed afflictions and persecutions because of wrong decisions. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that men and women of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work or every good response. Every good decision. Amen? These individuals are unable to overcome self. They're unable to overcome the external reality voices of influence. Repeating emotional mistakes over and over and over. Harming themselves and others. They become captive by the internal false reality, which is the soulish realm. Is everybody okay? This is what we're seeing all over. Look at it. This is some deep stuff, so I know it. We've got to learn this. We got to know what's happening. We have to be able to be sensitive to these things. Revelation 3 and verse 14. Everybody there? And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The beginning of the creation of God. Now think about that. See, in this reality, and in this place where we are at, I'm going to try and explain this as best as possible. God created himself. So, the eternal God over all things, the eternal light, remember, light, the eternal energy, power, created himself to be God in this reality. So there's a triune God in this reality. But they're all one, the Bible says. There's a Father, the Word, and the Spirit. So when they became one in this realm, they inputted all that God created of himself into Jesus. And God Almighty walked this earth in this realm, in this reality, to rescue people, to turn things around, to change. Why? Because decisions that were made prior altered the course of mankind, didn't it? So God had to stop to redirect mankind. And they had to take all of their mistakes on the cross and reset humanity's heart so that they would follow the way. He released the plan of escape, and he released the anointing so that we could overcome, which is known as the sword of the Spirit. Anyways, verse 15. Is everybody all right? I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Many people don't even know they're lukewarm. They don't know they're lukewarm. They think they're fine. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy, or I have all I need, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are what? Wretched. You are miserable. You're poor, blind, and naked. Whoa, that's an inner thing, isn't it? Because, hallelujah. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may what? That you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door. So there's something vitally important, to hear his voice. Without hearing his voice, you cannot have relationship. Amen? You must hear his voice. You must know his voice. You must discern the voice of the Lord of influence and the voice of the stranger influence. I will come, and whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, hears his voice, his relationship, his counsel, his word, his authority of his office, hears them. They don't know they are blind, miserable, and naked. Or naked means exposed. Everybody else knows it, but that person doesn't know it. Under the spirit of error. Why? Because it's the voice of influence that influences them. Listen, Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. So when a person is under deception, do they know it? No. Hello. Now, they have a choice of accepting counsel, correction, and direction, or stay in deception. And that means that that deception is going to constantly cause wrong mistakes, wrong choices. And that means God has got to alter their path. Amen? It doesn't mean God forsakes them. He loves them. But he's got to alter their path. Psalm 23. Verse 1, The Lord is my what? It says the Lord is my shepherd. That means he's Lord over your life, and he's the shepherd over your life. So that means you don't have a life. Your life is his. Amen? I shall not want. Well, that word want means lack. In other words, you won't want anything because you're not going to lack anything. Why? Because he's your shepherd, and he's your Lord. So you as a sheep are to follow the shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me. He causes me to. Does everybody get it? Sometimes God has to provoke you to do something so you do the right thing. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. In other words, he puts my soul in order. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord is my shepherd. We will not lack. Why? Because it's the Lord over our life. Amen? Go to John 10. So you ain't going to lack nothing. You're not going to be in want of anything. Why? Because he's your shepherd. John 10, 1. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. Okay, so the sheep, which is us, hear his voice, so we will not lack, will we? Because he's the shepherd. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Wow. Now, God can speak to us in multiple ways. Amen. But always confirm when you hear from God. He always confirms everything he speaks to you. Everything. He confirms it. Not by emotion. He confirms it. Everything he speaks to you. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep, and whoever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to what? Steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, in other words, serving money, and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Hello, what does that tell you? Is there other creation? Oh, sure. God is God. He's not small. One day we're going to know all the things that he has created. All other species that he's created beyond here. Them also I must bring. One day we're all going to get together. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and have power to take it up. This command I have received from my Father. The sheep hear the voice of the shepherd and obey. And they what? Obey. Every mistake, again, sets another path of direction. Now, you can't follow without denying yourself, can you? And you can't follow without a fight. So you're going to have to learn the voice of God, know the voice of God, and know how God speaks to you. And I'm going to tell you, he's not speaking to you through emotion. That is deceiving. God never showed up and said, hey, how you feeling? I don't read it anywhere in Scripture. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 11, please. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own what? Affections or your own what? Desires. In other words, voice of influence. Does everybody see it? They're restricted by emotional voice of influence. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children. Why? How many know children? That's all they're led by is emotion, aren't they? Man. Everything is emotion. Everything is theirs, too. Try and tell a toddler to share their toys. Mine. You bring them to somebody else's house, they're still all theirs. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children. In other words, he's rebuking them because they're acting immature. You also be open. Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. Now, it doesn't mean that the person's proclaiming to be a believer. It's those who are, don't be unevenly yoked, or those who are truly not following, who are not submitting to authority. Don't follow them. You're going to get in trouble. Bad habits, good habits. Amen? Corruptible seeds, righteous seeds. Good company, bad company. Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? Now, so many people think that lawlessness is just sin. No, it's rebellion also. And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what has a part of a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement? Now, this is the kicker. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch and agree with the unclean voices. Does everybody get it? Don't touch and agree with what is unclean. How many of y'all know that a spirit of error has an unclean voice? And then I'll receive you, and I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Again, restricted by emotional voices of influence. He said, don't touch, don't agree with the voice of error. Which is what? It will end up lust, which is living under satanic torment. Don't agree. Discern. You know, we have that teaching, who told you that, right? It's wonderful. Even God rebuked Adam for saying, who told you? Because he said, why did you listen? Even Eve. Listen, look at the course change when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And they listened to the voice of the serpent. All humanity changed course. Everything was redirected. And then from that point on, everything. Look at Ishmael and Esau, Isaac and Jacob. All of them. Look at. This is how we have the Islamic. Why? Because Abram produced a child not out of the same lineage, who became Ishmael. So, but yet now look at the course it changed. In our own lives, every wrong decision, every false agreement can change the course of your life, can change the course of your path. Amen? If you've been in jail, you know how it changed the course of our paths. Many past many holidays, Christmases, birthdays. I'll never forget when I was in prison, it was my birthday, and I thought, how could I be in prison on my birthday? This isn't right. Well, because you made the wrong choice, and you got caught. If I got caught for all the wrong choices, I'd never be out. Thank God. I'd still be in there today. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1, let's go. Everybody there? I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Boy, we're seeing that all over the world, aren't we? But according to their own desires. Now, these desires are influenced by what? The voices of influence. Amen? Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. So what they're going to do is they're going to coordinate with people that agree with them. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to the fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your calling or your ministry. Our own desires, the emotional voice of influence, which is the internal reality connected to the external reality, preventing the eternal... Is everybody getting it? Preventing the eternal reality to take dominion. And I'm going to say that again. Remember, your internal reality is associated with your emotions, your soul. Your external reality is associated with the flesh and the world. Your internal reality is associated with desires. Amen? So he's saying here that the emotional voice of influence, which is manipulating your internal reality. How many of y'all know that when emotion comes, you see something? When a voice comes, you see something. See, so these internal realities, that is creating another reality. Internal reality connecting to the external reality. They come together, they join together, preventing the eternal reality to take dominion. They're trying to force it out all the time. Why? Because the influence of these voices is strange. This is demonic forces. Who rules the earth? Satan's kingdom. His presence, the prince of power of air, is Antichrist spirit, isn't it? It's trying to always promote your internal and external reality to combat against the eternal reality. It says they fall into false reality and false hopes. Forgetting their past mistakes have reset their future. Even though it's working to good by obedience from that time forward. So obedience is the only way it's going to put you on the right track. Disobedience will keep you off the right track and you'll never even know it. Till you hit enough brick walls, fall off a cliff, whatever it is. Hebrews 1. In verse 1, God, who at various times and various ways speaks in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. God speaks by prophets and dreams and visions, his written word, the leading of the Holy Spirit. He even speaks to us by events. Amen? Heavenly effects. How about judgment? He speaks to us. Conviction. speaks to us. Amen? God speaks to us. He's always trying to put us on the right path. But the voice of influence will always try to supersede God's voice. Always. Or he tries to steal what God has spoken to you. Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. Ooh. What a warning that is, huh? Seeing that you do not refuse him who speaks. Listen, somebody came over and gave me a hat yesterday. I don't wear hats much. But we went out to dinner last night and I had to wear it. It said, Pastor Warning. I don't know if I can get this right. It says, Anything you say can be used against you in a sermon. I thought that was funny. Anyways. Verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Listen, when the Israelites rebelled against God, where did they go? In captivity. They refused his voice. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the heaven, but also the earth. So his voice is shaking up everything. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. In other words, those that are maintaining the course and the path cannot be shaken because they're rejecting the voice of influence of errors. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Oh, hallelujah. Don't refuse his voice of counsel, correction, and direction, chastening, or conviction. Or you'll be moved out of position during the shaking because the enemy will shake you. Kevin, you know, it reminded me of all those games that vibrate. I don't know if you remember the old football games that you used to put on there. You turn this thing on and the whole thing goes and vibrate. And you're, yes, go, go. And it's just this stupid magnetic with a bunch of football guys. Anyways. Matthew 13. Verse 10. And the disciples came and said to Jesus, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they what? Understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive or comprehend. For the hearts of this people are grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed. Lest they should see with their ears, eyes, that'd be cool. Lest they should see with their eyes. Heck, we can see all over the place, anyway. You'll never go across that double line again, will you? Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn from the voice of influence so that I should heal them. But blessed are you, for your eyes have seen and your ears, for they have heard. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and hear what you hear and did not hear it. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. So Jesus continued on with them. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. Listen, this is many Christians right here. For when tribulation or persecution or challenges arises because of the word, immediately they stumble. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of the world and deceitful riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. How many times have people been led out of position because of the voice of influence of money? Money. People have quit jobs so they can get another job for more money. Found out later was bad. The Bible says that the love of money is the what? Root of all evil. You know, when people come home and tell me, they complain about how much money they're making, I tell them it's a good day to die. Then you're serving manna and you're not serving God. Does everybody understand that? See, if you stay faithful, God will bless you. You will prosper. You will multiply. You will increase. But if you're not faithful, you will not. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some a hundredfold and some 60 and some what? And some 30. Praise God. They hear but don't understand. They see but they can't comprehend. Hearts have grown dull. In other words, their hearts are becoming hardened. They fall into a place of compromise. And let me tell you, once the enemy is able to compromise you, he floods you with the voice of influence of error. And I'm going to close at James chapter 1, verse 19. Hallelujah. You know, there was this testimony of this pastor, and I was trying to tell my wife a joke this morning about a pastor, but it didn't. Anyways, there was a testimony of this pastor, and somebody came in to see him, and the individual said, you know, Pastor, I think I'm supposed to marry this person. And he says, well, I don't think it's of God. He says, well, how do you know it's not of God? He says, because you're the fourth one that came to me. Going to marry the same person. Hello. Hallelujah. What was that from? Emotional voice of desire. So then, my beloved, let every man be swift to what? Hear. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all of filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your butt, your soul. But be doers. To be a doer of the word means to be obedient to the voice. And not just hearers only. Yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of yeah, yes. Deceiving yourselves. Did you get around someone that always says, I know, I know, I know, I know? They don't know nothing. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer or obedient to it, he is a person observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man or person he was. Wow. Hearer of his words, endures of his voice. But he who looks into the perfect law of the liberty and freedom continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. In other words, he's obedient to the counsel, correction, and direction. He's obedient to what God says because he knows God's voice. This one will be blessed in whatever he does. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their troubles and help people, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world and from the voice of influence of corruption and error. Amen? Be sensitive. Know. Who told you that? And where did it come from? Amen? No. It's time. We're getting ready. We're getting cleaned up. God's about to, we're walking into a holy shift. Let me tell you. Tremendous. Big things are getting ready to happen. Like we've never seen before. The falling away has already begun and it will increase. But the gathering for the harvest is also going to increase. We are going to enter 7 years of plenty, which has started already. Although it doesn't seem like it, is it? But things must be destroyed before it can grow. So that's what God does with us. He puts us on the potter's wheel. When we become marred, he crushes us. He challenges us to expose all of our impurities and to expose the voice of influence. The voices are everywhere. Their frequencies all over. Demons are everywhere. They're shooting at you all the time. The Bible tells us to be dressed with the full armor of God. What? The shield of faith that quenches the fiery dart. What's a fiery dart? A voice of the stranger. It's amazing how many people do not know. And how many people are caught up in deception. And they live in the internal reality and not the external. But God is going to shake it, quake it, and make a way. Amen? So, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you so very much. Your word that's been released today, Lord, let it be imparted into our spirit so that we may combat the internal and external reality of deception and walk in the eternal reality of truth. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.